one of the things that we're going to talk about is doing things that feel good, even when you have to do things that you don't really want to do, but trying to make the best of it. And it becomes a lot easier when you start doing things that feel good in general. And then when you are in that situation where you're doing something that you have to do, a responsibility or an obligation of some sort, it becomes a lot lighter because your vibe is lighter. So it doesn't feel as forced or resistant. You know, sometimes people, I don't do this with my work, but a lot of times people will go to work and they're dreading it, right? They just kind of feel like, oh, I gotta go to work. But yeah,
I do that. I'm like, not again, not tonight.
But you get to go to work. Like, you get to do that. Like, that's your choice. Like, you get to go to work. Isn't that, like, exciting in itself if you kind of shift just the perspective of the fact that you have an opportunity to go to work?
Well, yeah, I like that aspect. I just don't like the aspect of the things that happen there. I'd like to be somewhere else.
Well, once you shift your vibe, you'd be surprised, like, when the vibes around you shift. And it's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. Because all we can worry about is ourselves. We can't really do anything about anyone else, right?
Nope.
So the first thing that I want to talk about is the soul. Everyone knows that we have a soul. And, like, that's where it all starts, right? So we have this soul, and it knows us at every single lifetime. It knows us at every experience. Like, it knows every – it's the all-knowing. And I actually have a diagram that I might post because it's a little bit easier when I have that or have it for you to look at. So from our soul, then we have a higher self. So there's a little piece of that soul that goes to our higher self, like that component. So the higher self is also all-knowing, but it's the most evolved aspect of us in the physical. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our higher self knows what we've come here to do. So it knows, like, all the experiences that we're meant to have. It just knows everything that we came here to do. Now, we all have intuition. It's really not, it is a gift, but it's not the gift that most of us think it is. It's not something that we have so that we can really read for other people. Like, that's just kind of a bonus. But the reason we have our intuition is because it's there to make our journey easier. But along the way, through all the years, we've learned not to listen to ourselves. We've learned to, how many of you have done something and then said, like, your intuition was wrong, or wanted to do something and somebody told you it was wrong, even though inside you knew it was right? Like, we all do that, right?
Right.
But what's really getting in the way of us doing what feels really good and right to us is everybody else and what their opinions are about it, right? So, like, that ends up shifting what happens, and then we do something, and then we're kind of like, we'll do it half-ass almost, like we'll do part of it. Mm-hmm. We don't really finish it out though, so then we think that our intuition was wrong, but it really wasn't. It was that we listened to everybody else, and we've already convoluted it with all this other junk. So our higher self knows what we're supposed to do, and our intuition actually connects to our higher self. That's the line. So you're getting all of your messages or inspired action, inspired thoughts, every, like, all those, this feels right, I want to do it, this feels good, I want to do it, all of that is, it's communicating. So your physical body is communicating with your higher self. So we need to keep that flow, right? We need to keep the energy going, and we need to make a commitment to ourselves to listen to ourselves, to do what feels really good, because we're so used to doing what doesn't feel good. We do things for other people. Right? We do things because we feel bad. We do things out of obligation, and none of it feels really good. And that's the energy that we're exuding. And then we're also taking that back in. So I know for myself, and I know a lot of women do this, we do things because we feel bad, right? Like, you feel bad and you just want to do it because you feel bad and you don't want to say no. And the energy that you're sending off is a needy, kind of yucky energy because you don't want to do it, and you're just kind of, you know, so that's who you're attracting into your life as well. So our energy is so important, and we kind of push it aside. So in order to receive the information clearly and accurately, you have to start adjusting your energy so there's a flow. So it really starts with our body. So how many of you have an ailment of some kind, right? And do you listen to it, or do you like
listen to the ailment?
Yeah. You listen to the ailment, yeah. What is your body telling you something? That's the first thing, like the very, very first thing is start listening to your body, get in tune with yourself, start noticing how you feel in different situations and start being aware of, you know, are you contracting when you're in a situation? Are you feeling expansive? Are you getting a pain when you're talking to somebody or, you know, during a particular situation? Like, not many of us pay attention to our body, right? We just kind of know it's there and we almost take it for granted that it's just there. But it's there to help us. Like, there's a whole process in this. We're all connected in a different way, not just the way we're wanting to be connected. They have a method to their madness of the process. How about that? So we have our soul, then our higher self. And then they said, oh, well, we're going to give them a connection to the higher self, but they need a way to interpret this connection. So we're going to give them a physical body, and that's going to store their energy. And then they'll be able to receive more information more clearly. But as humans, we take our body for granted. We don't listen to what it has to say. And we just go about our days and we live by default. And then we wonder why we have no connection and why we feel so disconnected. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
So, although it's wonderful to know things about other people, that's really not why we have intuition. That's just a bonus. So,
my speaker.
So what we have for that energy is chakras. And I know most of you are familiar with chakras, right? And for those of you who are not familiar with chakras, we're going to do a brief review of them. We don't have a ton of time to go over them in great detail, but we'll do some of it. So these are, if you think of balls of energy flowing through your body, because we don't know where our higher self is, we just know it's there. It's a ball of energy, and it needs to be able to communicate with our body. So our body has these energy sources, and they connect. Everything that you're, you know, visualize all of this. So if you think of them as light or whatever works for you, I always see them as just a ball of energy. And that just works for me. And they have colors to represent what they, you know, where they are.
That's what I see. I always see the balls and then the colors that they're supposed to be.
That's what I do as well. But some people see them as light and some people will see them as a jewel colored. So they're very, almost like a hologram, or that's how they visualize them. Everyone's different on how they're going to do it. My son Nicholas always has envisioned stars. So he just sees stars up his body. So mm-hmm. It just depends on what works for you. And then at the top of our head, our crown chakra, you can envision whether it's a lotus or a flower or anything that's an opening to allow the connection. So when we're opening, I'm probably jumping ahead a little bit, but when we're opening, if you just picture that, whatever it is, I picture a lotus, just opens to allow it to flow right through me. So what are some of the ways that we can, you know, manage our energy? Like, what are just normal physical ways, tangible ways that we could manage our energy?
I stretch and then I meditate. Then I breathe, make sure I'm breathing properly.
Mm-hmm.
I've become very aware of the difference like people would bring to me when I interact. Mm-hmm. As a result, because I'm so much more in tune with myself, I can definitely feel when I'm picking up on somebody else's energy or their anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so I keep breathing and making sure that I try to stay centered to keep
and aligned. Are you able to breathe their energy out, like just blow it out?
I actually kind of do a barrier. What happens is I go inward, just focus on me being centered. And so then I'm not taking it on, I guess. I don't really know energetically what's going on, but
you're saying it right.
Like
whatever works for you and you know that it's effective, everyone's going to have a slightly different method.
Exactly.
Things. Like, and I say, go with whatever you have. Don't try to reinvent the wheel or do something that's uncomfortable or so different that you're going to forget it, you know?
Right.
Thank you. What about you, Denise? What are some ways that you think that you can, or that you adjust your energy?
Well, I know when you started doing the chakra meditation that you gave us some time back, I think, I don't know if that was in the intuition class or if you actually had it in the connected group, I forget which one, but just having, doing that particular meditation has made a huge difference for me because I was never able to understand chakras quite as well. It just always never, it never seemed to stick with me. I tried to learn about them and maybe it was because I was making it too complicated, but by doing it the way you have it in that meditation, that has really helped keep the balance part. And I think when I keep balance, then that keeps the energy, other people's, I'm more aware of being able to keep other people's energy separate from mine instead of, you know, of taking it on. Even if I can tell what's going on with them, I'm not sucking it in. And that just kind of keeps things a little more separate. And then also I try to, sometimes what I'll do is if I kind of feel somebody's stuff coming at me, I've kind of started doing this thing where I expand like a white light out for myself. So it's like I'm pushing my stuff out. So I'm making my boundary bigger. And I just kind of see that in my head. And it could be anywhere. I could be standing in the bank or anywhere.
And which meditation was it? Was it the perching one or the other one?
Actually, well, the perching one was cool for like if you're, like if I was stuck in the, like you said, go run to the bathroom because to do it really quick or something. But it was the one that you recorded. You're like sitting on the couch.
Yes.
And yeah, that one. Which, and I basically recorded that for myself so I could turn it on, you know, on my phone if I needed to do it.
I'm actually going to be posting it in the group for them too. So you can take it out of there.
Yeah.
Well, because I love that one too.
It's very good.
Not the violet light one, the other one, right?
Right. Not the night
violet. I know which one. Okay. Yeah. So you guys will have that probably like in a day or so. We're just working on it right now. That one is really good though. So another way that you can manage your energy is through food, which a lot of people don't think of. But our food, right? We eat for energy, but again, we forget it. It's like we've lost all the basics. So we eat for energy. Pay attention to what you're putting in your body. If you're putting Doritos, you're not going to get a ton of energy out of that, and it's not going to be conducive for you. And we forget these things. It doesn't mean you can't have them once in a while, but again, everything in balance. But that's a huge thing, what you're putting in your body. And I'm not hardcore like, you know, don't use chemicals, don't use this. I mean, it's life. You're going to live and part of, let's put it this way, God or source, whoever you believe in, they knew what they were creating. They knew that there was going to be chemicals and pesticides and everything else. So don't be too hard on yourself about it. It's just something to be aware of. So with your chakras, if you think of them like a rainbow, that's the easiest way that I found to think of them. I think of like a rainbow from my feet up. So I do, like, and if you think about a little kid coloring, you know, you start at the red and then orange and then green. No, yellow and then green and then light blue, like the ocean, and then your indigo and then your violet or purple orchid on top. So just think of the rainbow going right up you. And you can often feel like wherever you're, if you're feeling ungrounded, right, you're feeling, that's literally, you feel ungrounded, you feel unsteady, you start knocking things over, you start being a little scattered, you're tripping, you're super clumsy. I get ridiculously clumsy when I'm not very grounded. Really bad. Like I trip and fall. Like it's like one of those. I can remember when I was a kid, my mom always saying like, you're so clumsy. Little did I know. No, I'm just ungrounded. It's all good. But that's our sense of security. And that's our foundation. That's really where it starts. And many of us have trust issues. And so our chakras connect, our energy connects, right? It's one stream to our higher self. So if at the bottom, we're already feeling disconnected, that's a longer way up. So it really helps to work on each one. And as you work on one, the others start to spin more smoothly and they keep going up and up and up. So our root chakra, that has to do with our trust, our sense of security, our sense to be here, our right to be here. And then you'll go up to your sacral chakra. And that's about relationships. It's about communicating. It's our attachment to the world, really. And so, and that's the orange. You can be very, very creative. It's a very creative chakra. Then when you go up, so a lot of people you may notice, we do this, right? Protect ourselves and we pull back, and or, you know, when we're arguing with someone, we like to cross our arms. We can get our point across. I don't know if you can see my arms.
Yeah, we can. We
do this, right? What are we protecting? Our solar plexus. This is where we hold everything. This is our second mind. This is, you know, how many people have belly issues? I don't anymore, but I did for a really, really long time. I had the worst belly in the world. It was so sensitive to everything, food, just everything. Because, you know, I wasn't balanced there. I was probably way too overactive. I always tend to be like really overactive in everything. And, you know, different ways that you can tell as far as your root chakra, that would be when I was saying how you'd be really clumsy and you'd be knocking things over, you'd be the opposite. So if you were really tired and lethargic and not wanting to move, you just wanted to stay stationary, you know, that would be your root chakra off. If you have really, really poor relationships, you don't communicate effectively. If you feel blocked creatively, that's going to be your sacral chakra. With your solar plexus, if it's overactive, you're probably going to have to go to the bathroom a lot. you know, it's going to be very, very sensitive. Like food will be sensitive. It comes in and goes out. If it's slow, you may be constipated a lot. You can't go to the bathroom. So then you're moving up to your heart, and your heart connects all of these. It's like the center point. And when your heart's closed, that's how heart attacks happen, right? Because like the myocardia just, it creates, this really happens in the physical, it creates a barrier to protect your heart. And so it's creating that wall. And so when our heart is closed, most of us can feel it. I feel so strongly in the heart versus everywhere else. Like you can just feel if you've shut off people, right? It's like you've completely, it's not even about the communication. It's no longer at that point. It's a sense of either feeling extremely lonely, extremely disconnected, and sadness. There's despair. There's hopelessness, you know, when your heart chakra is closed. Overactive would be, you'd have an arrhythmia, you'd have an racing heart. We talked about this in a different course. You may have valve issues, heart issues going on. And then you move up to your throat chakra. I tend to have a lot of issues with this. Well, I used to. I don't really so much anymore. But you'll have a lot of thyroid issues, right? If it's blocked, you're not communicating effectively again. You're not talking. You're not speaking your truth. You're not being your authentic self. You're allowing everybody else's influences to create a disconnection within yourself and others, you know? But a lot of people, I don't know if any of you personally have this experience. I know I have, and I know a lot of people, that when they're not communicating effectively, they start losing their voice. Like they just go hoarse. It's their protection. You know, it's, again, your body knows what to do. We just don't trust it. You know, we've lost that trust. You may have ringing in the ears that's connected to your throat. A lot of that, and many women have that as well, because a lot of women, I don't mean to like, you know, segregate the women, but it is true. We tend to be very nurturing, very helping, very healing. So we put ourselves second, and it's time to not do that, because I'm sure all of you have heard it. You put the mask on, then you take care of the child or somebody else. You have to take care of yourself first. So we tend to have a lot going on with us. And then you get up to your third eye, and that's when we all want to open, but we want to bypass everything and just kind of go right up there and open it and know what to do and have that connection. And that would be awesome. It just doesn't work that way. So that would be great though. And when our third eye is open, we definitely, you know, that's when we live through inspired action. But remember, in order for that third eye to be open, everything else has to be in alignment. Can't just like, you know, it's like squat reducing when you work out. You can't just like lose like the side of your hip that you want to, or I like to use abs. Like we're all born with them. But if you really want that six pack, like you have to work at it and, you know, actually dedicate some time to it. There's no magic pill. I can't just like magically, I can help balance you. But if you walk away and just go, oh, I'm balanced, it's all set. The abs go, you know, like after a while, like it doesn't work that way. You have to actively be aware, conscientious, and make changes in your life. Do these, you know, different things so that you are connected. Because remember, your higher self knows your inner being, which is in perfect alignment. We, as humans in our physical body, we've disconnected from our own inner being. So our inner being knows what's right for us, but we want the Doritos. We're like, screw the celery, you know, screw the cauliflower. We want the Doritos or Swedish fish or whatever it is. That's not your inner guidance saying eat the Swedish fish usually. I'm guilty. But I haven't ate the Swedish fish in 208 days, just saying. So then when we move up to our crown chakra, most people aren't going to have that in perfect balance, because once they do, they're typically not here, or they're like Mother Teresa or Gandhi. Like to have that extreme of a balance with your crown chakra, that is your entire, like, you're just one now. There's no more segregation at all. So, and honestly, we have enough work with the other six that will come, you know, it's like, it's all good up there, but that is where our connection opens. So we want to allow that in. So we do work on that as well. A lot of people who get migraines, they have imbalances in their crown chakra. If they have insomnia, poor sleep issues, anything to do with dreams. I know somebody on here just did say they wanted to do something with dreams, or they're very active in their dreams. Your third chakra is probably, or your crown chakra is probably overactive.
I have insomnia.
You definitely have. I mean, I know because I work with you. You definitely have an overactive crown chakra. So you too.
What do you do when you can correlate to each one of them? I didn't think I was that screwed up.
Most of us can. Most of us can. And you know, I've been out of whack a lot of times. And for 2 years, I did acupuncture twice a week. I did Reiki once a week in addition to the acupuncture. You know, so like we're constantly shifting. And as we shift, how we receive information will shift. So I know that some are, you know, will say like, well, I only receive information this way. And I'm sure that Denise can testify to this. It shifts, because if your third eye is more open, you're going to start being more visual. You're going to see more. You may hear more. If you're more, once you get your solar plexus more in balance, you may just feel more, but it's at a distance. It's not so close. You're not picking up everyone's junk and taking it in. It's there and you're feeling it. It's a sense of knowing, but it's more at a distance because it's balanced, you know? So depending on where you're at, your gifts are always going to change, but you change with them and it's okay. But most of us are out of balance. So it's not that you just spend a lot. Honestly, for what I do for work, I spend a ton of time practicing self-care because I have to. That was my choice. That's what I need to do. I need to go to acupuncture. I need to get Reiki. I need to meditate. I shouldn't say I need to. I choose to because I love what I do. Is it like this in my day-to-day life if I wasn't working doing readings? No, but I know how to manage it. So I've already made the commitment to myself to say, you know what? I am worth dedicating my 20 minutes of journaling, my, you know, 10 minutes of meditation or whatever it is. You know, what I put into my body, like that was my next step, because I put really shitty food into my body. I was that person who would have like the amazing healthy smoothie and then go eat a whole bag of Swedish fish. Probably not the best thing to do. So I had to make some changes because I knew where I could feel things and I needed to shift my energy. And I made those changes and they weren't easy, but kind of just, it worked for me and I did it and I committed to it. And that's kind of where you're at. It's whether or not you want to make commitments to yourself and make subtle changes. Don't try to do everything and get in perfect alignment in a day, because that's ridiculous. Like, don't try to do that. But take your time and work on one and then the next and then the next, and just do it gently. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't create resistance, because that'll be worse. I'll say it again, like I always will say, work with what you have and where you're at. Don't try to jump somewhere else. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Take care of yourself slowly, because that's effective. It's like the whole exercise thing, you know.
That's one thing, though, I want to figure out, too, is different ways to like balance your chakras.
Right. And we, not so, I mean, we're going to go through some of them in this one, but we are doing that, Sheree. So we're on that. I got you covered.
Nice.
But for your root chakra, like some of the things that you can do that are really simple is you can, I don't know, is it better if I post them in the group than go through them? Because then you have it versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can.
So I can post some things like for each one. Like one of the things that I do for all of my chakras, I find it really easy. And I think that the post is going out. I did schedule that one. Oh, Aunt, sorry. If you weren't on when in the beginning, you might see me jump around a little bit because there's little ants coming out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I can't find the source.
We'll connect to them and see why they're there.
Yeah. I've never tuned
in. Message.
That was good.
It's true.
Not my forte, but if you know how to, please let me know why they're here. Is there something I need to remove?
I'm practicing on that, yes.
Does anyone have any questions or anything that while we're live that we can kind of go with?
More so so that we'll feel better. You know,
right. So those are the things,
you know.
Right. So those are the steps that I'll put in the group so that you have them rather than tell you them. And then you have to go through and watch the video in little clips. But I'll also post a meditation, either one or two, that will help with that. You can also work on your food. You can work on colors. So you can wear different colors. If you know that you're feeling off in certain areas, then you would, like I tend to wear pinks and purples. Like I just gravitate towards them. I know that I need them. You'll find yourself gravitating towards like an odd color every now and then that you don't actually wear. And you'll say, yeah. Oh, I think that's really pretty, but I wouldn't wear it. You're getting called to that. So if it's like, I very rarely would wear a yellow shirt. Just kind of, is it my color? But I'll just see one and think it's so amazing. And I wish that I wore it and I'm gravitating towards it. So I trust it. I don't really question things. We get lost in thinking, and I know this probably sounds bad about myself, but I don't think a lot. That makes sense. I'm intuitively led. I really am. I'm intuitively led. I let myself be guided, and I trust it. But it took a very long time for me to get to that place because of all of the conditioning that then, you know, life has brought to us. Because we're used to trying to trust ourselves, and then it doesn't work, and you know all of that. So it takes a while to do that. But it doesn't take that long. So you'll find what rooms you are drawn to go into. So I have one room that is a terracotta. I know that when I keep going into that room to sit down, I need to get more grounded or I need to start communicating a little bit more effectively. I need to work on my relationships. So I pay attention to those things. I don't just walk into the room and sit. There's a reason that I feel instinctually to go sit in that room versus another room. You know, when you're all of a sudden craving spinach, you know, like, crave spinach. However, I've been craving spinach. Like, who does that? I even think it's weird. Like, it's not something typically you crave. But to me, that's, oh, is my heart chakra getting out of line somehow or something? Like, and again, consciously, I'm thinking, no, I'm not out of alignment. Like, what? So I start, this whole thing happened with spinach. I've been craving it and craving it. So I keep making every meal has spinach. And my husband's like, really? Again? I'm like, oh, it's good for you. I, you know, pulled the whole Popeye thing, whatever. And so my husband snores. And for those of you that have husbands, like, I want to put the pillow over his face and suffocate him. I'm just like, oh. You know, you're sleeping and then you just get, and you're like, oh. So I keep going in my son Zachary's room to sleep. Well, I didn't realize it, but I just haven't slept in there in a few years. And it just kind of brought back a lot of memories that they just kind of, you know, brought over this sadness. But I still wasn't even that aware of it. Like, you know it, kind of acknowledge it. So in the meantime, I'm eating spinach all day for like a week. And then at night, I'm going in his room. But I never made the connection until last night that I've been craving spinach, and every night I've been sleeping in his room because I want to take the pillow over Mike, you know? So there was that connection that it took me a week to get. Does that make sense?
Yes.
how when you're aware of things that are going on, you start to notice those things. And I understood why I was craving spinach, because that was just so strange.
And why are you craving spinach?
Because I was sleeping in Zachary's room for the same week, but I didn't realize the connection.
What is the connection between spinach and Zachary's room?
Just having memories of him and thinking of him, that would affect my heart.
Oh, so spinach is sort of the, I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought I had said that. That's okay. My fault. Well, it's green, so any kind of green food would be for your heart.
Okay.
So I put the connection together last night as I was laying in the bed thinking, I never felt so emotional laying in here, you know? So you can tell what you're, you know, I'll crave apples. Probably need a little grounding, you know, so you just pay attention to what's going on in your world. Don't be blind. Don't live by default and just go about your day. You do that. It's so easy to just go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And your days roll into days. You know, when we were talking about goals and all of this, I was thinking of my own goals on the way here. I don't really like to call them goals, but just kind of things that I you know, what do you wish for? What do you desire? I was like, I need more hours in the day. I can't do enough. Like, I have so many things to do that I want to do, and there's just not enough hours. And so, like, that's, like, something I really want to, I guess maybe time management, maybe. You know, so, like, we are constantly working on different things. Pick where you feel immediately drawn to in your body. If you had to close your eyes and just go to that place that you're being pulled to, for me, I was always pulled to my stomach. It was just everything was in there possible. I'm surprised I didn't have worse issues with my belly. And I would just always grab, that's where instinctually everything, right to my belly. So I worked on that first because that was just the one I was pulled to. And then I worked around those. So yes, typically you should work from the ground up, but if you're not feeling guided to do that, work where you're guided. You know, guided to. Don't switch it up. So if you had to take a minute to just close your eyes and like allow yourself to churn in and just feel your body and just, you know, like go through your body, like go through your toes, go through your feet, go up your legs, go around your hips, go around your belly, feel your heart, your chest, your breathing, your throat, your jaw. Is your jaw always clenched? Are you holding it tight? How do your ears feel? Your cheeks. Our cheeks will hurt sometimes when our throat chakra is closed. How do your eyes feel? Are you getting, you know, headaches behind your eyes? Do they get blurry? Do you have dry eyes? You go to that area. Do you get headaches? Do you get dizzy in the back of your head? Do you get dizzy in the front of your head? Do you feel tingling on the top of your head? And just see where you're drawn to, what feels right to you. And then start there.
So how do we interpret that? Like, it's great that
we're drawn to, like, what place that did you just feel drawn to more out of all of it?
So, like, say you say your gut. How do you interpret that? It's just working your solar plexus. Is that what you mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like, you don't need to make it more than it is. You know what I mean? So if you know that you have, like, do you feel comfortable sharing anything? Was it your solar plexus, or I can use me?
Yeah. No, it's my solar plexus, my gut, my whole gut.
Okay. So what kind of issues are you like? And it doesn't really matter so much, but what leads you to that? Like, besides your pull?
Well, I have horrible bowel issues, you know, IBS and stuff like that. But right now, when you said that got all tingly and light, and you just feel.
You knew, and that's your intuition right there, that tingle. Not this big, you know, boom. It's that subtle, not, you know. So that's, I love that you said that. I'm so glad that, like, I was like, so that's it. That's your intuition saying, work on me, go to me. This is where you need some healing. This is where we need to get balanced first. Okay. So everyone's is probably going to be different. Although a lot of women is going to be bellies. So you would start with bananas. Even if they're going to hurt your belly, like, because that's what you may think, I mean, I wouldn't go, you know, yellow peppers, that may be extreme, but, you know, bananas, pears, are you gravitating towards yellow things, you know? What kind of energy healing can you do? Reiki, you're a Reiki master, start doing Reiki on yourself. Maybe have a friend do it, do a little bit of swapping, you know, yoga, you know, you can do the, I'll actually, it's going to post, but there's 7 moves that can go through every one of your chakras. So you would work on, if you wanted to solely work on that, you would do that, you know, particular exercise just for that. So you just focus and hone in on that, but then you'll go through exactly like we just did, and you'll see where you're drawn to again, because you may be drawn there again, and that's okay. It probably took, say, 30 years to build up there. It's going to take a little time, and there's no time in energy, but I feel like it, you know, it can be anywhere from like 2 weeks, 2 days, to 2 months. I haven't found within myself that it's taken years. Actually, to get more balanced overall, yes, it took me a good 2 years to get overall balanced. I had a lot of issues going on. Grief does a job, you know? So you'll go through and you may not feel it there. Now you're feeling it somewhere else. Or you may just instinctually know that, you know what, I really don't communicate that effectively. Because that's what's going to happen. Now that we just did this, it's like you open the portal to say, okay, let me know more. And so you're going to feel that. All of a sudden you'll notice, maybe I could have communicated that a little better. That's your indication. Start working on your throat chakra. If your belly is, you know, feeling better, you can just selectively go up to your heart or maybe go down. Again, just wherever you're guided, because you won't be guided in the wrong place. You can't do it wrong.
Okay, and you said like it took you like 2 years to kind of get balanced, but yet we're always changing, we're always getting affected and shifted. So you just find after you've completely tried to heal and balance that it's just easier to get work on certain areas?
It's just more of like a fine tuning. So I just, my eyes will start feeling a little dry. So I already know if my eyes are going to go dry, that typically will mean my thyroid's would be next. Because my adrenals have to do with my eyes. So I kind of just put it together. So at, you know, the minute that I notice my eyes getting dry, I nip that in the butt. Like I immediately will start eating snacks for my adrenals. So every 2 hours I have to have celery or cauliflower or dates and apples. Like I just nip it in the butt really quick. So it's probably like 3 days and then I feel better. Instead of a year of dry eyes. Like I went through 2 years of painfully dry eyes.
Okay.
I was working on communication at that time and just couldn't deal with the eyes. That was next, you know. I have Graves' disease, and that's my heart and my throat. Well, my heart was broken and I certainly wasn't communicating about it at all. I was just taking care of everybody else. Well, my body manifested Graves' disease, you know, so then I had to like manage that and balance that. So now my belly's a mess. Now I have my heart a mess, my throat a mess. You know what I mean? So even though I was still working and doing everything, was it utilizing my energy to the best? No. So I was feeling like shit, even if I was helping everyone else, because I'm the only one that's going to suffer. Others aren't going to suffer because of it, unless I'm bitchy, of course, because of all the symptoms, but it's me who suffers. So I was exhausted. I was tired. I was living off of Swedish fish and a smoothie every now and then to, you know, keep my energy a little bit better. But was I really sustaining? Was I really living? I am beyond happy. Like I'm the happiest I could ever be in this lifetime. Like I love life and I love my family and I just have so much fun and I just, it's awesome. But I wasn't in this place 2 years ago. It was like I was surviving and I was making it day to day. And I just didn't want to just survive. I was talking about this last night with the other group. Like I wanted to live. I was tired of feeling like shit. I wanted more. I knew there was more just because I just felt I wanted more. And most of the reason that all of you are sitting here is because you want a little more. You just know there's a little more somewhere. You may not know what it is, but there's a little bit of hope in there. Like there's something a little bit better than feeling like shit, whatever way feel like shit feels like for you, you know, so whether it's relationships, whether it's whatever it is. So
truth,
right?
Yeah.
We're a work in progress. Like we're constantly doing this, but it's at different levels. It's not so, you know, like acupuncture twice a week and Reiki, and you just feel like that's all you do is just heal yourself. You may go through that and it's okay. That's what your body is craving. That's what your soul is craving. And it doesn't mean that you can't have fun along the way. It depends on what you choose to do with your time with it. For myself, I mean, I was doing my thing, but I just, you know, I personally enjoyed going to acupuncture because it was such a stress reliever for me. So it felt really good to be there. It was like somebody was taking care of me. I wasn't taking care of somebody, and you're by yourself for the hour. So he came in the room, did his thing, and he left. And I was like, quiet, this is amazing. So it wasn't a chore for me, but then it became a chore, but because I no longer needed it. So I was changing, and I trusted that. And I said, I don't think I need this. When I need it, when I feel that desire to go back, I go. I don't question it. I don't put it off. I do it because I don't want to end up back there. As most of you know, if you have any kind of condition, if it gets into like a good range and then you let it go for so long, then it sucks to have to try to get back there. It's so much easier to manage your energy once you get it to like a really comfortable space and to maintain it than it is to go up and down, up and down, up and down. Then you're all over the place and you just think you're crazy. You know, you just feel it. It's like, okay, I'm just batshit crazy and I just like, can't deal. You know, so if you try to work on things and, you know, do them at your own pace, whatever feels comfortable for you, and then manage them, take care of yourself. So when anyone asks me, like, how do I connect? How do I tune in? Take care of yourself. Like, it's the very, very first thing. All that fine tuning and all of that, that's secondary, because you can learn all the technical stuff, but if you're not taking care of yourself, it's useless. That you don't have, like, there's nobody to call in between. Yeah, you can call me, or, you know, you can call Denise or somebody else, but we're only going to be able to advise you, because the ultimate connection is between you and higher self. Nobody can interpret that but you. So if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to sustain that connection? Remember, it's an energy flow. Think of you are a vessel, and the energy has to flow in order for you to receive it clearly. That's why we get cryptic messages. We get them here, there, and everywhere, because we're non-flow. Make sense? But it's awesome and amazing and exciting, and it's not hard to do. I mean, think about it. Like, your job really is take care of yourself. And it doesn't take long. With kids, with life, with craziness, with school, with everything, it's just pausing sometimes and just stopping. You know, you pause and then do the next step. But we go from one to the next and continuously go. And we never stop and just say, ah, you know. And you'll find, I know that myself and some colleagues, that when you get to that space, it's really uncomfortable in that other space after a while. Like, you don't want to ever go back there, because you're like, how did I even do that? How did I do a million and one things that... I still do a million and one things, but entirely different. I'm here, there, and everywhere, but I go at my own pace. Unfortunately, I don't believe in time, but you know what? You will attract people like you, and you will attract the environment that is supportive of that. So my peeps, whoever they may be, they don't freak out about time, because that's the energy. And I wouldn't freak out about time for you. You know, if Denise called me and she's 5 minutes or whatever it is, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't go into those environments because it's not the energy I put out there. So if I'm ready for everything, but I'm also freaking out about it, then I'm going to attract that type of environment to walk into. So if I'd walk into the doctor's, they'd be freaking out and tell me that I wouldn't be able to stay because I was late. Know what I mean? Because that's the second. So now that's going to come into play with how, what you're attracting in your environment. So the first thing is taking care of yourself. Then you have your environment. This doesn't have to do with your connection to your intuition, but how it all connects. Because some of us will say about chaos and all of that, go back to yourself, take care of yourself, and watch how it dissipates. Like, I would swear, I'd put money on it that once you start taking care of yourself, you'll be like, wow. There's not as many bumps in the road. Like, life is different. This is freaking amazing. How did I not know this for 30 years? You know? Does anyone have any questions or anything?
Always on time. And I'm so on time that I'm usually early to everyone. Would that attract, do you think, people who are late all the time? Or would it just attract people who are on time all the time, because I have both experiences.
I was going to say neither, because you're neutral about it. You're just like, I do my thing, you do you. You know what I mean? You're not putting it, you're not saying, oh my gosh, she's late, everybody's late, oh my gosh, I'm late. Like, you're not in that space. So, because, I mean, we're attracted to each other. I'm usually late for everything, but you like to be on time. So, but the part that we're attracting energetically is that it's cool with either of us. Like, if you're on time, that's cool with me. You know what I mean? If I'm late, it's cool with you. So that's the attraction of it. So that's why you attract both, because you're neutral about it. You're like, whatever. And that's how I am. I'll attract both. I'm just like,
that makes me mad.
They're running late because of people like me. Because when this girl shows up late, I throw everybody behind. And I mean, I usually am on time. I'm not terribly late anymore, but I used to be really late all the time because I just scroll it, you know. It's so funny on my phone, even. So you know how you have the alarm that wakes you up in the morning, mine's like, it says spirit time. Because I just rule off spirit time. But that's just me, you know. So I no matter how many times I try to fix it, it's like, why do I keep resisting what is? And since I've accepted it, I'm on time so much more often. Now I'm like 2 minutes late, which to me, that's a success. Like, I'm like, yeah. And with the two puppies. So that's awesome. So, you know, do what works for you. Don't try to, like, I feel like we do these like extreme crazy things and then we're just like, I don't want to do it because it feels so, it doesn't feel authentic to us and it doesn't feel in sync with us and it doesn't feel instinctual at all. It doesn't feel intuitive. You feel like you're pushing it. So whatever choices you make, don't push. Go with ease. Make sure it feels good. Then move forward with it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If what I'm saying to you right now doesn't feel good to you, be like, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it a different way. It feels better to me this way. I mean, that is the first indication of anything, like your first connection is, how does this feel? That should be your question always, always, always. How does this feel? That is like, if there's one thing you walk away with today, it's ask yourself that about like everything. Honestly, it will change your perspectives on a lot of things. Are there any other questions? I know like we went, I think, oh wait, I did go over time. Yeah, I'm right on time.
Can I just say something? Like, and now it just left my head. I guess it wasn't important because it just left my head. Oh, I know. So say you have to go into a situation and you know you don't feel right. Like, there's times I walk in and my heart is palpitating or it's pounding. So I know I'm entering into something, like especially with a patient or something. I know their energy is really bad and I get that anxiety, but I have to go in. So I've tried doing the protection thing, but a lot of times that doesn't cut in, like putting the shield around myself and pulling up the white light and trying to protect. But sometimes I can't get it that fast. And well,
you're already resisting it. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Like you already are the resistance. You can feel it. You don't want to go in. It's like,
yeah.
Ugh. Right. So you already know that. So work with that. Work with this this feels really unsettling to have to go in this house. Like, this just doesn't feel that great. You know what? I've been in there before. It doesn't feel that great, but I've survived it. You know, I mean, I have to go into this house. Like, I mean, it doesn't feel awesome. I've definitely felt better clients or however, you know, whatever it is, better right. situations, but I'll get through it. I mean, I know that, you know what? They just need some healing. They need love. And you just like bring yourself to a like on the rabbit. You don't have to do all the protection and this and that because I feel like it's not going to work, like truthfully.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, just kind of bring yourself to that neutral space of, it is what it is, and I'm going to get through this, and like, I'm going to have fun doing it. Even if they suck, I'll just like laugh in my head, and you kind of bring yourself to that space. And then what happens, once you no longer feel affected by it, there's no more visceral effect of, oh, dear God, I have to go in there. All of a sudden, they're no longer your client because for whatever reason, you got changed.
Okay.
I guarantee it. Like, mark my words, shift your energy with that. And they, for some reason, I don't care if you had them for 30 years, they will no longer be your client. Like, somebody else will need them, whatever.
So it's all about shifting my perception
to
shift how I feel physically. Okay.
Because it's draining, right? And it's
very much so.
And something has to change.
Right.
But it really is your perception of that situation. Like, how can you make it, maybe not the best situation, but a neutral situation.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? No, none.
Actually,
I didn't see that one. Okay.
Hey, this is the first time I'm joining you, and you did talk about the crown being overactive. I'm the one that said that I have just crazy dreams all the time.
Yeah.
And so you said that your crown chakra is overactive. Can you explain that a little more and what I can do to help it? Or
well, with your crown chakra, my recommendation is you could basically start in any of the others. That would be probably the easiest and most effective for you, rather than going straight to the crown. The crown tends to be the hardest, because it's a, when you master balancing your crown, you're typically no longer physically here. You know what I mean? Like that's the master of all. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. I just had a Reiki session, and I did have, a great session. And at the end of the Reiki session, I actually had a huge headache that I was just gonna blow up. And then it finally went away. So I'm hoping that that helps.
Well, that would make sense because she shook things up. She was trying to get things back into a natural order, because it's unnaturally, we'll say. It's out of order or out of sync. It doesn't feel in sync with you. So now she brought it back in, shift things up a little. And that's why sometimes we feel crappy before we feel better. So she brought it back in. So now a few things that you can do just on your own is work on the other chakras for sure, because that will help your crown chakra, right?
Yeah.
But I want to I'm just going to tell you that I feel intuitively there's communication that needs to be worked on, like throat. There's something going on with your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you not telling somebody something right now, or there's a situation?
Yeah. I could definitely relate to that. Yes.
Okay. Because that situation is making you, and have your dreams been like, if you had to kind of, don't think about it too hard, but if you went back to your dreams and when they began, does it have to do with, like, does it connect with this situation? Maybe not about the situation, but timeline-wise.
It's hard to say because they're so spread. They're all, like, all over the place. But,
that's okay.
But I could totally relate to that, though.
Try doing things for your throat chakra maybe first, unless you feel guided to go otherwise, like other areas. But you might want to start there, which will help with dreams and all of that.
Okay.
It'll kind of slow things down a little for you.
Yes. That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Someone else had a question. I want to call you Megan. Sue, you had a question?
So you were saying that to Cheryl, that if she does all that balancing and knows, you know, that she doesn't want to go in, or that she actually, that actually what could happen is that that client or patient will suddenly not come back anymore, or suddenly, because I do hair. And there have been some people that I'm like, oh, but I go down there and do their hair, but they're really tough. And I noticed that I'm giving out a lot because it's hard for me to deal with them. And then I know, then they may not come back. Like after 2-3 years, they may not come back. And I was wondering if that's what, that possibly could be happening.
Well, of course, people are going to feel your energy, right?
I keep smiling.
It doesn't matter. How many times does somebody tell you something if I say, I'm fine, but you know that I'm not fine, or everything's okay, or, you know, I'm not blatant lies, but we lie all the time about it, right? But we can feel it. How many times you walk into a room and you know there's an elephant in there, but everyone says, nope, we weren't doing anything. You know that they were. You can feel the energy. Again, it's paying attention to that.
Yeah.
What are you putting out there? What are you exuding? What is coming back in? If you actually pay it, what are you thinking? That's your energy, right? Like, things you're thinking silently in your head.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a lot of little inconveniences in your life, well, are you bitching about all the little inconveniences to begin with because you don't like to be inconvenienced? And now you have 100 little inconveniences that are really inconvenient. What's going on in your mind? You know, so yes, people know even if you're not saying it.
Wow. Sign language.
But it doesn't matter. It's what you feel. That's where it all comes down to. It's like, because things are in your head, you may be putting words to it, but it's how you feel. And when you're feeling like, ugh, I don't want to work on this person, or ugh, I don't want to go into that house, they can feel that when your hands touch them, or even when they're in the same room with you. They know it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Thank you.
It's a awareness to the whole physical, and just doing these little bits of things is going to help connect you. So.